Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Back here for weekend kickoff, Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grove as we've been breaking down South Carolina taking on LSU on Saturday. To guess the Gamecock side of things, host of the Believe in South Carolina podcast, Rickson Lane joining us now. How you doing, Rickson? What's going on, man?
Oh, I'd be doing better if I was down in New Orleans with you guys, but I'll live vicariously through the phone call. I appreciate y'all having me on.
Thank you, Rickson. We appreciate it. I think a lot of people starting the season thought, okay, defensively you lose five guys to the NFL. That's a big loss when you lose in that. But really, has the disappointment been more on the offensive side, the football? Don't have a running game. Rocket Sanders not there. Got out some new receivers that you're implanting into the lineup. Now, you do got a superstar, a potential one, sort of speaking, Sellers. But has the offense been more of a disappointment than on the defensive side?
I think overall I would say so. I think the disappointing part of the defense, because you're right, they lost five really good guys off of that unit last year. But the way they started the season at Virginia Tech, you kind of thought, oh, shoot, you know, maybe they're better. And it turns out they're not better. Virginia Tech's just terrible. But I think the defense has played pretty well for the most of the season. The issue with them has been Vanderbilt and Missouri, they just forgot how to tackle. And Ahmad Hardy absolutely shredded them. Vanderbilt kind of had their way with them on the ground. With the teams that have beaten South Carolina, the game plan has basically been run the ball, kill the clock, keep Lenore Sellers and the offense off the field, and it's worked, and it's worn down their defense. But the disappointing part for the offense is that even when they've been on the field, guys, they haven't really been able to do a whole lot. They've scored 8 touchdowns in the 4 FBS games they've played on the offensive side of the ball. I think LSU has scored 7 in their 4 FBS games. This whole game has real Spider-Man meme vibes to it. These are two very similar teams, in my opinion. But, yeah, I mean, Carolina, you're right. The wide receiver core, they didn't really go get anybody in the portal. Nick Harbor has been running wind sprints for 3 years, and he's not really looked like a number one until the last couple games. I think he's looked a lot better. You had Vandrevious Jacobs, who's kind of emerged as a big-time target for them, and also did just, you know, prime wide receiver one behavior. He went and took a teammate's jersey who left to go in the portal, so he went and snatched number 4 up. So he'll be wearing a new number on Saturday, which is always a good little shot in the arm for a wide receiver. But yeah, the running game has not been effective at all. You know, Rasul Faison has had no room to run. Lenora Sellers was basically not a part of the running game until the Kentucky game. He ran for 81 yards against Kentucky, but in the 5 games before that, coincidentally, the 5 games where they had a new offensive coordinator, he was averaging 7 yards a carry. And, you know, guys, I'm just a boy from South Carolina, but I think I could game plan to get that dude 7 yards a carry. He's a unicorn back there. And, yeah, the offense just has not really found its groove yet. And I think they're going to have to try to find it on Saturday, because I think this is a game they can get, but they can't get it without scoring some points.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's an intriguing game from both sides, because both of them can't run worth a lick. Neither one can run the football. And so I think a big part of this game is, can LSU put hat and a hat, two hats on Dylan Stewart. I'll let you talk. You've got to cover him over the last year and a half and what type of talent he is. And my comparison to him, watching him, I've been doing this a long time. So it would be Javon Kearse when he was at Florida. He's that type of talent coming off the edge.
I mean, he is a freak as well, so I could definitely see that comparison. He's a game changer, no doubt about it. And, you know, he's giving a lot of the same vibes that that Jadeveon Clowney had in his junior year, because there have been times this year where some Carolina fans have been kind of frustrated with Dylan Stewart that his numbers aren't what they think they should be. And I'm looking at the team going, guys, he's getting double and triple teamed every play. Like, that's his impact right now. He's still putting up numbers. I mean, he nearly sawed a dude in half during the Kentucky game and traumatized poor Cutter Bowley. But he has not maybe had the statistical output that people might have thought coming into the season. But that's because he's commanding so much attention. It's freed up guys like Brian Thomas, who's been a pleasant surprise on the other end of the defensive line. It's freed up guys like that to be able to go and make some plays. So, yeah, I mean, Dylan Stewart, he's the type of dude where you got to know where he is and have a game plan for him on almost every single offensive snap, because when he does make plays, they ain't little plays. They're big-time highlight reel plays. So, and I think you're right. I think for LSU, especially, you know, with Garrett Nussmeier, with, you know, the health concerns that he's got, and, you know, maybe a little hesitant to run in this game, I wouldn't want to be a sitting duck back there with number six and one-on-one matchups on the outside edge. So I'll be interested to see how LSU decides to handle him.
My thing is this. Okay, LSU is not going to give you a big threat running the ball. All I want you to do is take off and run after the quarterback. Get after Nussmeier. They're not going to scare you running the ball. So you just rush your quarterback. And Weston Davis, he better get some help, because then it's not one-on-one. You're going to be able to block Dylan Stewart all night long. Give us a younger player that has emerged on offense and defense for South Carolina. Because sometimes, you know, you have a freshman. Maybe you don't think he's going to make that big of an impact, or a redshirt freshman or a transfer guy early on, but he has really picked it up. Tell us a little bit about somebody on offense and defense for the Gamecocks.
You know, I think on offense, you got to go with Brian Rowe, the wide receiver. South Carolina went and got no guys out of the portal at wideout, which is a little surprising, but they signed six freshman wide receivers, and the thought was, hey, one of them is going to rise to the top, and I think Brian Rowe has kind of done that. He had a big game against Missouri. He's kind of emerged as sort of the leader in the clubhouse of that club of young wide receivers that it looks like the offense trusts a little bit more, and Mike Shula trusts more, and Lenora Sellers is building a rapport with him. So I think he's a guy that for a receiving corps that needs weapons desperately right now, I think the more they can involve him in the offense and get him comfortable, the better. On the defensive side, I think you'd have to go with the linebacker, Justin Anakwuru, who's a transfer in from Alabama, but has come in and really performed pretty well for Carolina. I know he had a rough game against Missouri, but so did the other 10 guys on defense for the majority of that game for the Gamecocks. So he's been a guy that's come in and really kind of helped solidify a linebacker room that just got decimated through graduation last year. So I would say those are the two guys right now that you look at maybe – not getting the type of headlines and the praise that some of the more well-known names on those sides of the ball are getting, but definitely dudes that are going to have to play their A game if Carolina wants to have a shot on Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I think about last year's game, and there are two of them for LSU. I still don't know how the hell they won it. One was against Ole Miss in Tiger Stadium, and I still shake my head about that. The other one was against South Carolina, because really South Carolina had them. I mean, you know, we got them right where we want them, sort of overconfident. In the second half, Nussmeier was able to make some plays. He had an injury to Sellers. But to lose that game, South Carolina has not been a double-digit winning team. You know, that isn't a consistent part of what you expect from South Carolina. But they had that opportunity. They let that game slip away from them and then had a field goal late that went awry that gave LSU the W. But that was a crazy game last year in Columbia.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the Gamecock experience. It's just getting your heart ripped out about two or three times a year. So we're pretty used to that. But yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, it was a game that, you know, we'll address the elephant in the room. That's why that game is the reason why Jason Autry's name in South Carolina is about as popular as Daryl Sherman's name in Atlanta. The referee from the crew that was in that game in Columbia last year. But you know, that's a game that South Carolina, they ran for 243 yards in that game against LSU. And guys, I went back and looked all the way back to like the early 1960s. That's about 17 meetings. Carolina has never done that. They've never run for that many yards against LSU. They've only outgained LSU in the run game three times in the last 17 meetings. And in all of those games, they were either really close, we're talking like an 8-point loss, a 3-point loss, and a tie in 95, or they've been blown out. They're losing by about 15 points a game when LSU wins the run battle. They won one time in their history when LSU outgained them on the ground, and that was in 1994, and LSU threw for 53 yards in the entire game, and they also threw two interceptions. So you can't count on that happening on Saturday. So I really do think that if Carolina wants to win this game or at least be in this game late, you've got to be able to outgain LSU on the ground. And when you talk about it, the South Carolina run game and the LSU run game, it's a real – unstoppable force against movable object battle, because neither of these teams could run the ball if they put 10 traffic cones on defense.
That's a good way to put it, brother.
Rickson, when you look at this Gamecock squad, too, I saw a lot of folks saying that they might have the edge in another area on special teams. Just talk about that unit and how they've been performing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, with Shane Beamer comes the expectation that you're going to be good on special teams, and South Carolina has been very good. Vakari Swain has three punt return touchdowns for the season. He's in an insane drought. I think he's gone three straight games without a punt return for a touchdown. He had three through the first 2 weeks. So he's been a weapon for them. Carolina, you know, will pull out some trickery on special teams. They ran what I thought was an incredibly ill-informed fake punt against Kentucky last week that didn't work, and you know, would have let Kentucky back in the game if they had a pulse on offense. But you got to know that Shane Beamer is going to try to pull some stuff out in a game where he thinks his special teams can give him an advantage. They've been pretty solid in the kicking game, which has been somewhat surprising considering they replaced the entire operation. They've got a new snapper, a new holder, and a new kicker, and a new punter from last year. So the special team so far this season, I think, has been better than people expected considering all the guys that they had to replace. But yeah, it would not surprise me one bit if we see some special team shenanigans on Saturday from South Carolina.
Definitely appreciate the time. Thanks so much. And what can folks do following you on Twitter and whatnot to keep up with the latest on South Carolina, Rickson?
On Twitter at Rickson Lane, and then Believe in South Carolina, the podcast on the Believe Network, is available on Apple, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasts. So hopefully people will tune in and keep up with the Gamecocks after Saturday if they need just another SEC team to pull for. I know y'all don't want to pull for Bama or Auburn or anybody down there, but we're not a threat to you guys. Y'all can tune in and keep up with the Gamecocks.
Thank you, Rickson.
We got to keep tabs on Sellers. He might end up a Saints draft pick. Who knows?
Hey, he might make it a little pre-event scouting of what the Saints could have. Hey, you can thank
2 years
us
from
for
now,
a
give
full,
us
a full
story.
Quarterback room with him and Rattler.
Yeah, and hey, you got Torricelli Simpkins here.
I'm telling you, man, there's a pipeline.
How about that?
Again, we're not so different, you and I. We're really not.
Rickson, thank you so much again for the time, man. Have a great game day.
Laissez-le bon ton rouler, gentlemen. I appreciate you.
That's
thank
awesome.
You,
Rickson Lane, host of the Believe in South Carolina podcast. Check out his work there. Also follow him at Rickson Lane on Twitter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.